This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. For the second time in 2 days, an explosion has destroyed homes in the Denver suburb of Westminster. A building in the Stratus Townhomes complex is thought to have been destroyed today by a gas leak. Jeffrey Garcia says he heard the explosion.
It made like an echoing boom that you can't describe. So I ran over there, and the unit that I ran up on was engulfed already. The walls were starting to come down. Like, it was bad.
One person was killed in yesterday's explosion in Westminster. About 200 flights into and out of Denver International Airport have been canceled today. Wind chills along the Front Range dipped below zero several times today. Denver officials say anyone looking to get out of the cold overnight should go to the Lawrence Street shelter. Meanwhile, rec centers are designated as emergency warming centers during normal daytime hours until the end of day tomorrow. In southwestern Colorado, Silverton is unreachable by driving after heavy snow forced authorities to close the mountain highway leading to the tiny town. Lisa Shawantes with CDOT says Highway 550 is Silverton residents' only link to Durango and Montrose.
Silvertons are a tough breed, and they are definitely used to severe weather, and they are prepared for the times that CDOT requires road closures because of these adverse conditions.
The highway will remain closed at least through tonight. 11 degrees in Denver, it is 10 degrees in Fort Collins. This is CPR News.